Father, help us to think much and to gaze much on the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, to consider his coming into the world, to consider his death on our part, to consider his glory, his majesty, his beauty, his love towards you and his love towards us, and to consider that in Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ alone, we know the forgiveness of all of our sins. Thank you that he loved us and died for us. We ask for the cleansing of our sins now in Jesus' precious blood. Amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast desiring to honour the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the devotion for May the 22nd. Consider the high priest of our profession. Hebrews 3 verses 1 to 6. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Spurgeon says, this will be the most profitable subject upon which the mind can fix itself, profitable for instruction, consolation, and example. Our Lord combined in his own person the official characters of Moses and Aaron and discharged both offices most fully. Verse 2, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. Spurgeon says, having taken the servant's place, he was as faithful as the best of servants could be. Nay, he excelled them all. Verse 3, for this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honour than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. Spurgeon says, Jesus is the builder of the church. Moses was but a pillar in it. Jesus is God. Moses was but man. Yet the Jews greatly reverence Moses. Shall we not much more honour and reverence our Lord? Verse 5, and Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Spurgeon says the superior relation of Christ to God as a son places him far above Moses and also raises believers far above those who are under the law. We should walk in faith and rejoice in hope, for only in holding fast both of these can we realize our honorable position as the household of the Son of God. So shall we experimentally know how far the Lord Jesus excels Moses. Stephen, in his discourse before his enemies, gives us a few more words concerning Moses, with which we will conclude our consideration of his history. Acts 7 verses 37 to 41, verses 44 and 45. This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall ye hear. Spurgeon says, like Moses, our Lord was the revealer of a system, a ruler, a deliverer, a mediator, and a teacher. He was mighty both in deeds and words, which combination we find nowhere else. He was rejected by his own people, but accredited by God, and to this day he leads his people through the wilderness towards the promised rest. Verse 38. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness, with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us. Spurgeon says, coming from the living God, the law was a living oracle, though now, through man's sins, it has become a death-dealing word. How honoured was Moses to be the channel of communication between God and his people and to be the associate of the great covenant angel who spoke the law. Verse 39, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them, and in their hearts turned back again, into Egypt, saying unto Aaron, make us gods to go before us. For as for this Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And they made a calf in those days, and offered sacrifice unto the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. Spurgeon says, all this we have read before. Shall we thus treat the Lord Jesus? Shall we rebel against him and set up other gods? The Lord forbid. Verse 44. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen, which also our fathers that came after brought in with Jesus, Jesus here being Joshua in the Old Testament, translated Jesus in the New Testament here, but it refers to Joshua, into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drave out before the face of our fathers unto the days of David. Spurgeon comments, but though they had all the outward signs, they missed the inward spiritual grace. May the Lord prevent our falling into the same condemnation. Amidst the house of God, their different works were done. Moses, a faithful servant, stood, but Christ, a faithful son. Then to his new commands be strict obedience paid. O'er all his father's house he stands, the sovereign and the head. Amen.